The pain in Felix's ears grew, and he shrieked wordlessly, no sound seeming to leave his throat. Finally, with blood trickling between his fingers, the ringing in his head dropped away to a faint, tinny squeal. He recalled Tamash's words.
Deafness is the one defense against the ever-living.
He tried to mouth his thanks as he saw Gotrek rise. The Slayer's face was bloody, his lips moving too fast for Felix to follow. He sat up, trying to shake the painful tinnitus from his ears, and looked again. Gotrek was still yelling, but now he was pointing too, gesturing wildly at something behind Felix's back. Using one hand for support, Felix tottered to his feet and turned to see what had so excited his companion. A curse tried to form on his lips, but the words would not come. The thwarted demon cloud fizzed and roiled before him, denied the new host it had sought. Instead, it compressed under its own fury, becoming solid, sculpting itself into a massive, man-like shape. Clenching its coalescing fists, the demon roared. It was near twice Felix's height, and without a single scrap of flesh anywhere on its monstrous frame. Naked muscles pulled taut and proud between glistening ropes of sinew. Exposed arteries ran the length of the demon's mighty form, blood hemorrhaging from them in impossible, seemingly limitless quantities. Its face was proportioned like that of a man, but with sharp, balefire-blackened horns thrusting from its flayed forehead either side of a single vast eye, gold and lidless, that flickered with a fierce corona of light. Felix felt his arms go weak, his courage seeming to plummet like a stone into a bottomless well. Every terror he could imagine was promised in that thousand millennia stare. In a heartbeat, Felix felt as though he experienced every single one. He collapsed with a cry of horror. Gristad ignored him completely, plucking the nearest beastman from its feet and hurling the yammering creature into the still trembling gong with demonic strength. Felix felt, rather than heard, the impact which tore the instrument from its frame and smashed the wood to splinters. The muffled sound still pained his ears, but it was nothing compared to the fury of the demon itself.
You think to thwart me so easily, dwarf? Think again! When I am done, the man will still be mine! No more weakness, no more games! Feel the wrath of a demon prince of Khorne!
Gotrek met the monster's gaze with his one good eye, undaunted.
I'm still waiting, demon!
Gristad lifted its face and howled in the ecstasy of power. A serrated robe of obsidian spines erupted from its arms in a shower of gore. It twisted its torso, throwing blood around like rain. With startling speed, Gristad pounced, hammering down a fist. Gotrek dived beneath the demon's blow as it smashed into the ground where he had been. Rolling between its trunk-like legs, he brought his axe down, aiming to sever the monster's hamstring. Blood fountained from the torn muscle, forcing Gotrek to turn away. Gasping and spluttering for breath under the sickly torrent, the Slayer hacked blindly at the demon's legs. He shortened his grip and pressed the attack, but the flow would not abate, and Gotrek was forced to expend more effort shielding his eyes and mouth than actually swinging his axe. In just one moment of inattention, the demon caught him a glancing blow to the temple with a cloven hoof, and he slipped to the ground in a blood-sodden heap. Within a rout of panicked beastmen, Felix watched in a daze. The creatures fled from the demon, requiring only the occasional lick of Felix's sword to encourage them on their way. His ears still ringing, he saw Gotrek fall, disappearing into the bloody mud as it began to pool at Gristad's feet. The Slayer's mouth was wide and gasping for air, even before the demon stamped down on his struggling form, grinding him deeper into the slick.
Drown, little dwarf! Drown in blood!
Though fear still gripped his heart at the sight of the demon, Felix knew he had to do something. From the corner of his eye, he spotted the broken body of Tamash. The man's bruised face and blood-stained furs rendered him all but indistinguishable from the beastmen that lay beside him. Felix's gaze shifted to the short bow that lay on the grass by his side.
Yes.
He scrambled across the field of corpses, weaving between stampeding beastmen to where the dead man lay. Snatching at the bow with one hand, he fumbled with the woodsman's quiver. He cursed as his fingers brushed against hard feathers. There was only one arrow left. It would have to do. Spinning into a crouch, he turned to face the towering demon. He knocked the arrow, taking a deep breath as he hauled back with two fingers on the string, squinting with one eye down the arrow's length. The demon was oblivious to him, its baleful eye fixed on the slayer that splashed and raged with impotent fury beneath its hoof. Felix released his breath and the taut string as one, leaping to his feet with an exultant shout as the shot struck home. The demon's head jerked back, and it staggered drunkenly away, letting out a sky-shattering scream of agony. It raised a hand to its eye, the arrow's shaft jutting between its fingers. Felix cried out in relief as he saw Gotrek's massive axe flash from the bloody pool and bite into the demon's groin. The demon grunted and continued edging back, drawing the slayer from the mud like some unlikely midwife delivering a particularly ugly bearded newborn. And, like most newborns, Gotrek was far from happy. He pulled himself up one-handed on his axe, grabbing onto the great curved spines of the demon's forearm. Before it could react, the slayer wrenched his axe free, bringing it up in an overhanded swing, hewing into the tuberous, palpitating mass of Gristad's throat. Gristad threw itself about in a blinded fury. Gotrek held on tightly as, more by chance than by design, he was clobbered by a monstrous fist, encircling his body with powerful, blood-dripping fingers that tried to wrench him free. He hacked again and again at the meat of the demon's arm. Blood ran in rivers, but Gristad seemed beyond caring. At last, Gotrek's strength gave, and the demon prince pulled him clear, waving the cursing dwarf above its horned head like a trophy before turning and fixing Felix with its blind gaze.
Kislev will be mine! There is nothing to save you now!
That old Tsar is long dead. The great war is over.
So naive! War is never over!
Gotrek fell to earth with a cry of triumph, still gripped in Gristad's severed hand. The demon stared dumbly at the gushing stump of its wrist as the dwarf squirmed free, trailing bloody vapor into the air. Felix tried to focus on the demon prince, but its form flickered and swam. He blinked, believing it to be some trick of his eyes, but the hazy outline of its body was beginning to blur into kaleidoscopic mist. The slayer looked little better. His left arm hung limp at his side, the wound that the beastman's spear had inflicted looking ugly and pale. His face grim, Gotrek brandished his axe in his good hand and made ready for the final battle. He was ready to face his doom at last. Felix took up his sword once more. If this was to be Gotrek's end, then he had to witness it. That had been his promise, as much as it pained him now that the moment was upon them. Every vile horror in the world would not make him abandon a friend. Sniffing the air, Gristad cackled with glee and advanced with deliberate slowness.
At last, Gotrek Gurnisson! I know what it is that you fear!
I told you, demon! This dwarf fears nothing. Come see for yourself.
No! You fear that you will not die with honor. You fear that your crime will never be absolved. Drop your axe, dwarf. This is a fear you need never face.
To Felix's horror, Gotrek's axe actually lowered a fraction, and the demon sprang forwards, angling a blow to eviscerate the hesitating slayer on the spines of its forearm. But Gotrek hesitated for only a second, his face darkening with an anger Felix had seldom witnessed. With astounding speed and ferocity, he brought up his axe and hammered the ancestral weapon into its heart. Gristad vomited blood as its legs separated from its body, dissolving before its eyes as the chaotic energies that kept it whole dispersed. Gotrek threw himself clear as the demon fell, its jaw cracking hard as it landed. It lay, wheezing for a moment, its horned face pressed into the bloody mud.
I am ever living. I won't go back to him.
With that, Gristad once again took up its terrible chant, its spirit preparing to take flight once more.
I will live and you.
Gristad's golden eye rolled sightlessly as the Slayer climbed onto its back, axe in hand. For the first time in its long existence, the ever-living knew for itself the cold taste of fear.
I will live.
None of that rubbish, demon!
Gotrek planted his boot into the back of the demon's skull, crushing its face into the ground, stifling the unholy words before they could be uttered. Gristad began to thrash and jerk, writhing in panic as it fought to dislodge the Slayer from its shoulders. But it was already too far gone. Blood bubbled from a vanishing throat, even as the demon prince's body came apart piece by piece. Felix stood within an aurora of bursting and colliding stars as the remains of the ever-living were carved up by the winds of magic. At the last, it was as if it carried with it the faintest hint of a plea for mercy, an infinitesimal cry of anguish, before that too disappeared into oblivion. Gotrek snorted, and his face spread into a vicious grin.
One thing's for sure. His bloody master's not awfully fond of magic. I'm thinking this Gristad has some explaining to do.